Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's a longtime Brain Trust member. We love having him on the show. CEO and founder of U-Turn, president of Switch and Shift, co-founder of ForwardHeroes.org, co-author of A World Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. Boy, howdy, is that true. Mark, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
It's great. Good to have you back, as always. So, Mark, this I want to talk
always
about...
Always good to be here, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Mark? So let's talk about digital communication. Well, of course, the kids would say, well, is there any other kind? You know, the ones who they won't pick up their phone. when you call them, they won't answer, but you know they're there because they text you right back, or they won't talk to you in person or whatever. But there actually are, contrary to what they may believe, there actually are different ways of communicating. But we do a lot of digital communicating these days, don't we?
Well, especially us small business owners that count on digital word of mouth to drive customers in the door, and not to mention if you're a restaurant or a hospitality business, well, you're counting on TripAdvisor and Yelp and all that, and it's really important to get out there and be yourself.
Well, there's no question about it, and that's one of the interesting things. It's the sort of the paradox of digital communication and digital marketing is that the beauty of it is there's a lot of different ways to get your message out. But the other side of the paradox pendulum is there's a lot of different ways to learn how to get your message out, isn't there, Mark?
There is.
It's intimidating, isn't it?
And unfortunately, it's not only intimidating, it's time-consuming. And, of course, you know, when social media and digital media first started hitting hitting our reality, a lot of business owners said, look, I'm already working 12, 14, 16 hours a day. When am I going to have time for this? And
not only to do it, but to learn how to do it. But it's not just to do it, but to learn how to do it.
Well, and unfortunately, the only way to learn how to do it is just actually jump in and you know, I equate it a lot to, you know, you get a toddler and grandma calls and they're uncomfortable to take grandma's phone call and they don't know what to say, and for a lot of business owners, especially people like me of a certain age, it is a little intimidating, but then once we get into it, we find out that doing it we can equate it to answering the phone. What would happen to your business if you didn't answer the phone when the phone rang? And that's kind of how social media is for us now.
Well, one of the things that I've done, and I really encourage other people to do this. If you're a baby boomer, you're probably not being on social media for your business is probably not second nature to you. It's not really, even if you use social media for some things, maximizing it is probably, I may be generalizing too much, but I don't think I am, Mark. If you're a baby boomer, especially if you're in the upper half of the baby boomers, being on social media for your business is probably not second nature to you, but that doesn't mean you don't need to subscribe to it. I mean, I've been a proponent of it for a long time, but I hire people to do this for me. I get people, and it's not, you know, you can... I've had a lot of different people doing it for you, but find young people, and this is where the kids really help. It is their second nature to not only know where to go and what to do, but they like doing it. They like getting them. And so your job, in my opinion, Mark, your job as a business owner is to provide them with the content. Give them the fuel. Give them the information. If you'll load them up with what's going on in your company and what your company's good at and success stories, I know we're going to talk about transparency in a minute, those kinds of things, they'll take that and run with it, and they'll put it all over the world, won't they?
Well, they sure will. And I'll tell you what else is great about the scenario that you just outlined is if you ask them as they're doing that for you to teach them what you know what they know. Well, as a business owner, you're going to teach them a little bit about what you know too.
That's right.
And that relationship becomes mutually beneficial.
That's right.
And now everybody's winning, right? So
Can I talk about the budget?
Mentoring aspect of it.
Let's talk about the budget thing for just a minute. I've gotten college interns to come and do this for me. And I paid them minimum wage because that was more than they thought they were going to get. But now here's one thing you have to do, Mark. The young people don't know how to talk about, use business language. You've got to make sure that the words that they use to put this out there are the kinds of is the lingo, the vernacular that your audience wants to hear, not the the college vernacular, so to speak. You have to make sure, you have to check behind them on that. That's the only concern.
Well, and Jim, that's why you can't just give somebody your Twitter account and your Facebook account and your Instagram
turn
account and
loose.
Say, here, it's all yours.
You
have to be actively involved.
But that doesn't mean you have to know everything about it. So that's really important. And what else? We got about a minute before we go to a break. What else do we need to know about this?
Well, let's define transparency if we have just a second or two. What is transparency? And it's kind of become a buzzword, especially in the startup world. But transparency, if we wanted to use another word, it would just be honesty, Jim. It would be, what am I really like? What's my business really like online? And does it accurately reflect how my business actually works? Or the opposite of that is just telling people what they want to hear not exactly being authentic, not being honest online. And boy, if you or your intern take that approach, your business is going to be in for a struggle, period.
What would be, quickly, before we go to a break, we'll come back and talk about this more, what would be an example of not being transparent online?
Well, so let's just say you had a customer that wasn't happy and it was your company's fault or maybe one of your employees' fault, and you spun it around and said, well, and this just happened recently, somebody said, well, everybody knows it's really hard to make you happy, so we're not going to try anymore.
Wow.
Well, that's not exactly great.
That's not being transparent. That's called a bullet to the foot. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Mark Babbitt, author of A War Gone Social.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.